Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
Got about this gem, didn't we?
Didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening?
So, it feels like a million years ago that Tiger King was what everybody was talking about, right? That was only in March.
That was the last time it felt like we had fun as a nation.
Right. Where everyone was talking about Tiger King, the series on Netflix. Well, overnight, news broke that obviously, well, Joe Exotic is still in prison.
Yeah.
For trying to kill Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff Lowe, who's the guy that took over the park in Wynnewood, Oklahoma, announced that the zoo is closing effective immediately and that he has forfeited his USDA exhibitor's license. So it's not actually going to be a zoo anymore. Nobody can go to it. They're still going to have it and use it as like a private film set for Tiger King related TV content.
That's still happening?
Well, I'm sure they're going to continue to milk that until it's dry, right?
But how are they going to do that, though? Because that documentary taught us all that feeding those cats is really expensive. So they're going to keep it open for a very, very, very niche reason?
Great question. So he actually said the park and the documentary and everything has provided us with an unfathomable amount source of income that will guarantee the long-term care of our animals and allow us to be very selective going forward.
Wait, what gave them the income?
The documentary.
The documentary and all the notoriety that came with it. Because I don't know if you remember, too, like after Tiger King aired on Netflix, they had to close the park because of coronavirus, right?
Okay.
Well, they got permission to open it up, and it was sold out. People were standing in line for hours to go to the Tiger King Park in Oklahoma.
Well, you know, what's unfortunate is that there's not a single person featured in that documentary that is worthy of an unfathomable amount of money.
Right. And so they announced it last night that they're forfeiting their license, which I guess is something you need if you're a zoo or something.
Well, I would imagine.
The USDA, quote, folded to the pressures of PETA and continue to make false accusations against me. That's coming from Jeff Lowe, who's now the owner of Joe Exotic's wild animal zoo.
Right.
To be fair, didn't we see Joe Exotic firing a gun at a tiger, hitting it with a cane and calling it a bitch?
We did.
We did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a PETA person. Seems like they might be onto something here.
Right. Nothing about any of you seemed like you were doing anything right.
No, or for in the best interest of those tigers.
Right. I guess the good news is, though, that this means it's just a matter of time before we get the Jeff Lowe wife and nanny only fans account.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So here's another quote that he said. Suspiciously, less than 24 hours after I contacted the USDA to voluntarily forfeit my license, they notify me that they are suspending my license for 21 days for litany of falsehoods. The state of Oklahoma, exotic animal ownership is perfectly legal. So I guess like these PETA spies or these USDA inspections came in and said, you should not be operating this at all. And then the day before, he's like, but you can have my license. You can just go ahead and take it. I don't want it anymore. Awfully suspicious.
Didn't we just have to watch the documentary to know that they shouldn't be able to do this?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... Not just for the animal's sake, for the human being's sake. Somebody got their arm bit off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not that this is Joe Exotic's fault, but somebody was playing Russian roulette and just shot himself in the office.
Right.
I mean, there are so many reasons the place should be shut down.
After watching that documentary, Oklahoma should be shut down.
Right.
It's shocking that they are shutting things down for coronavirus.
I know.
Good for them. Good for Winniewood.
But here's the good news, though, besides the OnlyFans account. There's more good news.
Oh, was that part of the good news?
The more that these crazy stories come out, the more we're absolutely going to get a Tiger King Part 2 documentary series on Netflix.
But do we care if Joe Exotic isn't a part of it?
Yes!
Really?
Joe Exotic was the star of Tiger King, but not... Everybody was equally as interesting in that.
Right.
You could have done a documentary just about the little fella that got his arm bitten off.
Oh, sure.
I would have been fine with just that. I would have watched six episodes of that.
And how he came back to work.
Right.
And acted like, no big deal, guys.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want the
press
cat to be put down.
Right. Or the guy with no legs. Or the guy who was a failed TV producer. I would watch a documentary about all of them. Just them. What about
the guy we interviewed?
Right. We interviewed John Finley, who was one of the husbands of Joe Exotic. If you want to listen to the interview, you can text the word tiger to 73389. I mean, we talked to him. And the conversation paced a little slow. We might have been speaking way too fast for him to kind of catch up. You can listen to it in the interview, though. But, I mean, all of that whole cast of characters, even without a Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
You know
kind of interesting.
You know what? You guys sold me. Well done. I thought without a polygamous gay patriarch,
right?
This documentary is nothing.
That's right.
And I was wrong.
Yeah. See, quick question. Somebody texted in, and this is, I agree with this. I thought Carol won ownership of the park since Joe couldn't pay for the lawsuit.
She did. A federal judge in Oklahoma awarded the ownership of the zoo to Carol Baskin, and the land in Garvin County would be in Baskin's name. So I think that.
He
was probably running it. He was probably the manager of it, and because she can't do both parks, right?
Right.
One's in Florida, one's in Oklahoma.
So that kind of proves Carol Baskins is full of crap, because she wanted to shut it down because she thought it was being mismanaged. Then she gets it and then just lets the management still manage it.
Well, but it seemed like he, of the people that could manage it, he seemed like the better choice. Plus, she has to murder her current husband. She's got other stuff on her mind.